Jason, I was out at camp on Saturday. Our friend Brian Baldinger, Baldy, was out there. He told me to tell you hello today. Baldy back out of camp with Steve Weisch. But on Saturday, he was out there with Bridget Condon from NFL Network, who joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Bridget, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Was this your first time back in the field since having a baby?
It sure was. Thanks so much for having me, guys. It was great to see you, and always love being reconnected. Yeah, this is my first trip, not only like to a practice, but also away from my baby. So it was kind of crazy, but it's like riding a bike. It felt great being back out there.
So I know it's always a little, you know, dubious this time of year because teams are just getting started. You know, the way the CBA works, they can't do a whole lot of heavy lifting early in the process, but anything sort of catch your eye about the 2025 very, very early Baltimore Ravens?
Oh, a lot of things did. You know, I know you guys have been out at practice. Just the energy that Jaire Alexander is bringing to the field, and also the fans. Like, he is such a, like, when he's in the room, you know he's there. And I've covered him with the Packers a lot. And just having someone like that, it's almost like the Ravens needed that. And I know, when you have players like that, it can be really, really high and really, really low if things don't go his way. But right now, this is what they needed. And I know some of the defenders even said that, like, maybe it's the swag that was missing. And so adding him has definitely boosted this team. And I also think their rookie, the safety who they got in the first round, Malachi Starks from Georgia, he has been lights out at camp. And a lot of the vets have talked about it too. So just having those pieces on defense, because I know the defense has lost some people through the offseason and injuries and such. And so having two pieces like that, I think, makes me excited for this Baltimore Ravens team in 2025.
I'm talking with Bridget Condon, Inside Access here on the Fan. I know Harps doesn't like to hear Super Bowl or bust, but Jason and I were talking about earlier, like being out of camp on Saturday, and it's great to see these guys out there, but it almost had kind of, for me at least, and it felt like a boring vibe. Like, this is a business as usual kind of thing. Like, God forbid there's no injuries, but they don't have a lot of job openings. Like, they know who they are. Is it just about, like, hopefully everybody stays healthy and you fast forward to January and then you got to win when it matters?
Absolutely. The health is the biggest thing, right? When you look at this roster on paper, and I've said this, I think, the past three seasons, if I had to pick a team right now to go to the Super Bowl, Baltimore Ravens are there. But even, you know, players have said this week that it doesn't matter what you do on paper, it matters what you do in January. And the one thing that I keep saying when people, you know, someone asked me the other day, is John Harbaugh's seat hot? And I think that's crazy. I know. I'm like, no, absolutely not. In my opinion, Who knows? The NFL is crazy. But I know that people are saying Super Bowl or bust, it has to be this year. But let's just take a moment to pause, because Lamar Jackson is only 28 years old. And I know in football terms, that's like when running backs retire. But he's a quarterback and there is time. Like, I was watching the interview he did with Steve Weich and Brian Baldinger. And, you know, he's like, I'm just getting started. The sky's the limit. And let me remind you that Peyton Manning won his first Super Bowl a month before turning 31. John Elway was 37. So, yes, it feels like this is business, Super Bowl or bust, but still, I still believe, even if they don't get there this year, he will win a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens in his career.
So do you think the Baltimore Ravens have the best roster in football?
I think there are pieces on defense that maybe the Eagles, when I look at, are a little bit up there, but
better defensive line, like, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, the Chiefs, I don't think so. I'm trying to think of the players, the Bills. Like, I still think Josh Allen is like carrying that offense on his back. I understand they got pieces. And then you look at the Bengals, they have issues on defense as well. And offense. I mean, they have the trio of Jamar, T, and Joe. But yeah, when you look at Derek, you look at Zay Flowers, who's healthy, you look at, you know, they just got DeAndre Hopkins, and I know that maybe people say he's not in his prime anymore, but just having that threat as well. And then you have Derek Henry, who just set all these records in year one. Like, what is he going to do in year two? And I understand that people will say, well, he's 31 years old, but nobody takes care of their body the way Derrick Henry does. So, like, let's call him like 24. He's not 31. And then you look at the defense, and remember, Zach Ward was the first year head coordinator, first year D coordinator. Like, it's going to be better this year. I truly believe it. Yes, there are some missing pieces, but I'm really excited when you look top to bottom at this roster and what the potential is.
Bridget, Lamar Jackson, we feel, should have won his third MVP a year ago. He had the fourth best passer rating of all time, and I'm old enough to remember when people say he couldn't throw. But he did not. He was first team all-pro quarterback, but somehow not MVP. Alas, what does he do for an encore? As you said, he's 28, just getting started. Where does he get better?
That's a great question. Have some of his players stay healthier. I don't know what more he can do. And it's funny, Baldy just asked him that, like, you set career highs, passing yards, passing touchdowns, offensive touchdowns. Can you have better numbers? And he was like, yeah, you can. Like, I think he just continues to elevate. I know that 2 years ago, people were questioning, can Lamar throw the ball? He can only, you know, run the ball, and can he throw the ball down the field well? And he proved everybody wrong with Todd Monken. So I think just as their relationship continues to evolve, we're going to see a better Lamar. And as Zay Flowers stays healthy, as Isaiah Likely comes into his own, as DeAndre Hopkins is back out there, and if Derrick Henry is doing his thing, Lamar's going to, you know, hopefully have a lot of open receivers because everybody's going to be trying to tackle Derrick. So I do believe that you can get better. You for sure can. I don't know, like, what that means on paper and how many records he's going to break, but I believe it'll be another record-breaking season for him.
How do you stack the division, Bridget?
Oh God, don't ask me that. Come on. You know I cover the Bengals a lot. Oh God. Okay. Well, I know. Let's go bottom to top.
Okay.
Cleveland's at the bottom.
Yeah, that's easy.
You know, they have four quarterbacks and they have none. Mm-hmm. No quarterbacks. I don't even have to explain it. This is what's so challenging. What are we going to see from Pittsburgh? Like, is Aaron Rodgers going to be MVP Aaron Rodgers, or is he going to be Jets Aaron Rodgers? Like, I don't want to say one thing or the other because I have no idea. Yeah. And Mike Tomlin, when you think that there's nobody on the roster, like, somehow they still have a winning record. Yep. Like, I can't count the Steelers out. And then, you know, Joe Burrow, this is the first offseason where he's not coming off of an injury. You know, last year he had the wrist, and I think every other year it was either COVID or whatever he was dealing with. So to have him back with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, who knows? But there are question marks, you know, as I mentioned, their defense after Lou Anarumo's gone. Like, what's it going to look like? And then you look at the Ravens, and I think on paper in the AFC North, the Ravens are a top, but you know how these games go. Like, it's a dogfight in the AFC North. Like, these are physical, hard-nosed, tough football games. And even if one team is better, it's like crazy things happen in these rivalry games.
We're talking with Bridget Condon. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Obviously, the Ravens are dealing with life without Justin Tucker for the first time since 2012. We won't get into the reasons as to why there's no Justin Tucker, but Tyler Loop of it all, he missed his first kicks today in camp. These aren't kicks that count. How concerned are you about the kicking game maybe being the reason this season doesn't end the way they want it to?
Wow. You know, I'm not concerned. I think that these two players are rookies. They're young. Remember Justin Tucker in his rookie season, correct me if I'm wrong, the Ravens won the Super Bowl,
they did,
right?
They did.
So it's just, I think if you had to circle something, and it's July, we're making up storylines here, right? Like, if you had to circle something, kicker's the reason, because it's the first time that they've had a competition at kicker in more than a decade. I think it's weird for Ravens fans to not feel confident at the kicker position because you haven't had to think about it. But everything I've heard from being out there, like, these two guys are good, and we'll see what happens. I think during preseason games, you'll have a better idea of it, because as much as these kicks matter in practice, it's not until, like, the pressure is out there, right? And, like, you're in front of an NFL stadium fans and you have the pressure of being that guy. But I'm not concerned in July right now. Like, maybe in November, if they've lost three games, like, call me back and I'll be like, oh, I was eating my words. But I also think it's kind of cool that they have those GoPros on their helmets. I don't know if you guys talked about that, but it's like helping the coaching staff evaluate the way that they're kicking for more precision. So that's kind of cool too. And I think that they have such a great first-class organization at the Ravens, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure these guys are as ready as they can be week one.
Bridget Condon, thank you as always for your time. Congrats on being back. Congrats on your expanding family, and we look forward to talking to you again.
You guys are the best. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bridget Condon from NFL Network. NFL Network out at Ravens camp again today. Baldy. Baldy's spending the weekend in Baltimore.
What's better than that?
Weekend with Baldy?
Doesn't get any better than that.
No, it does
Baldy
not.
Baldy in Baltimore?
Yeah, that's a combo that needs to be explored. Jim Duquette's going to talk to MLB.
Hopefully Baldy can rub off on the bone.
Yeah, yes.
I doubt it.
No, I'm not confident in that. Jim Duquette's going to talk trade deadline at 4 o'clock. Jacob Calvin-Meyer covers the O's at 5. We'll talk more with him about that as well. But coming up next, Tom Monken spoke on Saturday. A little monkey business next here on The Fan.